Considering all the factors involved in the preparation, hopefully serious preparation, readying ourselves for Yomim Leroyim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there seems to be one central theme. When we talk about tshuva, we talk about coming back to Hashem, returning to Hashem. We talk about Elul, talk about the relationship between Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, the loving relationship that exists. Even when we talk about the Yom Adin, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Halacha says that the person's Megalchin, Mestaprin, prepare like a Yontif, to show that we're Betuchim Badin. We have this relationship with Hashem where we trust Him. We trust that what He does, the din that takes place, will be in our favor. Everything seems to lead to one concept, and that is this connection to Hashem. Shuvu Elai, v'shuvu Aleichem. Come back to me, I'll return to you. It's reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every, in any, in all ways possible. That's really what it's all about on many and every different level. So I noticed in the Ralbag just an interesting he'ora. The Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in this parasha in Kisovoy, that Hayom Hazeh, you should Mircha Hayom HaBechumish. I'm sorry. Apologize. Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha Lasu Sachukim O'Ele Es HaMishpotim Shomartu V'Osif Soysom Cholvo V'Chov V'Chol Nafshecho Es Hashem He'amartu Hayom Lios L'Cho Le'Elokim V'Lo Leches B'Drochov V'Lishmor Chukov U'Mitzvoysov U'Mishpotov L'Shmo HaBekoyloi. So one of the things that Hashem says is that He's going to be Elokim and to keep the mitzvahs and so forth, but V'Lo Leches B'Drochov. So on this, the Ralbag comments on Leches Bidrochov. He says there's a Toelis in that message, a Toelis b'mitzvahs. What's the Toelis? So he says, "V'hu mashet tzivul aleches b'darkei Hashem yisaleh," that the Torah commands us to follow in the ways of Hashem, lihidamos elof kefi hayecholis, to emulate Him, to be enlikened to Him, to make ourselves like Him, acting like Him, and not just the acts, but the actual, on the human level, emotions, and on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's level, in what appears in the actions, lihidamos elof kefi hayecholis. V'zeu omer leleches bidrochov. That's what it means, leleches bidrochov. Ki ze mima sheyasher ho'odim el kol hamidos hachashuvos. This is going to lead a person to all of the choshev amidos, all the important and the very important, significant amidos, because he's emulating Hashem. How Hashem acts with us, and that's going to be the formula by us emulating that for us to be able to be acting in Hashem's midos and all of the proper and the yashrus and all the midos achshuvah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate, so we're emulating the ultimate of chesed. Chanino means graciousness, giving matnas chinom and yosher. So this is what this is the dogma that we're using, and we're going to emulate Hashem, and we're going to elevate ourselves to the highest levels of midas in chesed, in chanina, in yosher, v'chulei. V'zeh gam ken ya'midehu al hasogas Hashem yis'ale kefi ma she'efshar. Something else he adds here. This will also establish us, stand up, put us up
on hasogas, on comprehending, on understanding Hashem to the extent that's possible. To the fullest extent that's possible, we'll be able through this process to understand Hashem. Ki tomid yachkor mipnei ze bedarkei Hashem yisaleh. Because since I want to emulate Hashem, I'm going to be constantly choiker in those ways. How does Hashem act in this situation? What does Hashem do here? How does he act about this? What's he's constantly focusing on Hashem and figuring out how he acts in order to emulate it myself. Kedei sheikach mizeh minag lidamus elov lefi masha efshar. So from better understanding of his actions, the way he conducts himself, I will be able to take it to myself to emulate him to whatever extent is possible. So he says that the union of Aleches Vidrochov is by studying Hashem and understanding all of his ways, I'm going to be able to be misdamit to him. And it says, also, it's going to give me a greater sense of hasoga, of understanding Hashem, kefi ma she'efshar, as much as humanly possible, because I'm always thinking about Hashem in order to learn how to be misdamit to him. It sounds like that for a person to truly focus and I imagine to achieve to whatever extent he can, a hakora of Hashem, it isn't enough that he's being misboinen. I'm thinking about Hashem, I look at his midos, I look what he does, I look the way he conducts the world, I get to, and then, mahu rachum afatorachum, I see his rachmonis, I see his chanina, I see his emes, I see his savlonis, I see all of the midos, and I want to emulate them. He says something else. He says that in order to be able to be masik Hashem kefi masha efshar only comes when I'm being choyke bedarke Hashem kedei sheyikach mizeh minag lehidamus elov. I need the fact that I'm doing it lemaisa. I'm not just philosophizing or thinking about, oh, I want to understand Hashem. Oh, you know, hoydieni Hashem estrochecho. There is such a thing, Moshe Rabbeinu said it. But lemaisa, it's for a purpose. There's a tachlis. Tachlis is, I want to understand you so I can emulate you, so I can be a better person, so I can internalize those midos and make them part of myself. And it seems that that's the formula to be masik Hashem. When it's only theoretical, I'm thinking, I'm being misbein, I see rachum v'chanu nerech apayim, and I notice different circumstances in the world, but it's not lemaise, it's not almanas lasois, it's not because I want to be able to make myself that better person, and therefore I'm studying your midas. I can't reach that same level. The only way I reach is kefi masha efshar in hasogas Hashem, is when I'm tomid yachkor, kedei sheyikach mizeh minag lehidamas elov, when the purpose of my chakira is lehidamas elov. That could very well be the pshat in the posuk, al yisal chochom chochmosoi, gimu bigvorosoi, oshir ba'oshroi, kim bezoises halam eshal. There's only one thing that's praiseworthy. Haskel v'deos, yedias Hashem. That's the only thing. But what is that about? That's who I am. I do chesed, I do mishpat, I do tzedakah. Because this is what I want from you. I don't know. Just explaining or interpreting maybe the pasuk, but just it could very well be that that's the pshat. Tibeilu chafatzti is the pshat. If it's because I want this from you, that's why you. That's how you get the Yedias Hashem. But the Rabbah clearly says that the way to the ultimate sense of Yedias Hashem, and without Yedias Hashem, there is no relationship with Hashem, because the whole concept of Sepunah says relationship is the rejoicing in the Milas. You have to appreciate the Milas in order to be sheyismach ha'oyer b'malas ha'nev. I rejoice. That's what love is. Your mile is so great. To appreciate the miles, to get to those miles, to come to the closest level of hasogas Hashem kefi masha efshar, a person has to be pursuing it for the purpose of emulating it, for the purpose of making it different in his life. And every hasoga that I have of Hashem, in order to achieve clearer and deeper and more true understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the motivation that I need is, I'm doing it for a purpose. I'm doing it because I want to become like that, and I want to take that midah and internalize it in my life. So number one, that's of course the formula for Shleimus Hamidus. But number two, without that almanas lasis, it seems that a real hasog of Hashem, certainly not kefi masha efshar, cannot be achieved, because it's not lamaisa, it's theoretical, it's philosophical. It's Dvorim Shel Mabakach. Very nice. Oh, it's not even Mabakach. It's very important. If I know it's Chesed, I can have Bitoch. But I can't really be Oymed on it until there's something that says it's Lamais. I need it. It's Al Menas Lasis that makes it real, that makes it tangible, that makes it focus. So I just thought I would share for a moment, because I think it's a very powerful thought. What the Altum Slabotka, it's brought, I think it's brought in the Oret Sofer, I remember seeing it there, where he touches up what it means in benching. So he says, we ask Hashem, don't let us come to need. Not gifts from people, and not even halvos from people. We shouldn't have to come on to man for anything. Ki'im only liyotcho, to your hand. Hamaleo, the full hand. Hapsucho, the wide open hand. Hakdoisho, maybe that means that what the Goyin says, that the Posuk says that Kedusha, the Ike Kedusha Hashem is in his midas hatztoko, and the Goyin says tztoko means giving beyond what we've earned. I'm not sure exactly what it means. V'horachovo, and the broad hand. It's your yodcho amleo, it's full, it's open, it's broad, there's so much rachvus there. Shalei neighbor, shalei kolim, lo nevoi, the Alter says that we shouldn't be embarrassed, because if we take from man and we don't have meyodcho amleo, apsuch akdosh vorchova, we'll be nevosh, embarrassed, le'oilam void, he says, it'll be even a kilkel in the neshoma, le'oilam void, le'osid lovoi, the neshoma leaves this world, mekulkel on some level, whatever that means, he says, that's the pshat in what that says, because I suffered this busha. But what's bringing me to suffer the busha? I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I know I don't take from man, it's all from Hashem. It's miyodoy, it's malaya, I know he has endless, it's full. Psucha, it's open a little bit. I'm lacking, it's not completely open. He gives it, he trickles it out, you know, doesn't give it. Rachvas, rechovo, so much. It seems if we're missing a dimension, this is what Alter says, I'm just touching up what he says. If we're missing a dimension in the extent of Hashem's hatova and chesed and rachvus and the amount with the way he gives it and how much he gives and how much he has to give, I'm missing something. So I know it's maleo, I know it's psucho, I don't know it's rechovo. Nevo ishlo nikolim lo lamvoy. It'll be a busha chlim. It's a kilkul. A person has to know the fullest extent of Hashem's hatova, of Hashem's rachvus, of Hashem's chesed, of Hashem's kindness and generosity. Otherwise, it could affect him. He doesn't have that full appreciation of Hashem. He feels a little embarrassed. I'm not taking from man, that I know, but I'm taking from Hashem. But I don't feel it with such totality, with such... I'm missing something in some dimension of how Hashem gives it and the way he gives it and how much he gives it. That miss, that cholila could have such an impact on a person, which means that we have to have the finest calibrated understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of his midas. And Vaisdois from the Ralbag, that can really only come to the nth degree or the clarest, the kefi masha efshar, can only come if my goal is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, the emes is, if Tikkun HaMidos is the essence of a Chazal say, that loy nitna, the Medrash Rabbah and Lech Lecha, loy nitna ha-mitzvahs el letzaref en esabriyos. The whole purpose of mitzvahs is to refine character. So at a time like this, when we are preparing for the Yemei HaDin, and we want to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to improve ourselves in our Shmiras HaMitzvahs, it seems that this is the perfect formula. The way to reconnect, to appreciate, to even begin to be motivated to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, and Meila to love Him, Meila to want to serve Him, Meila to be talking to Him, it has to do with the fact that I'm Mesakin Amidus. And once we're Mesakin Amidus, we become so Deimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the connection becomes greater and greater. The affinity that we have, identity that we have, creates a greater affinity, and we enhance that relationship on that level too. And after everything else is said and done, we feel so good about ourselves. Because when a person feels godly, I feel, I act like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I understand Him, I focus on Him, my goal in life is to act like Him, and therefore I get to know him better because of that. And the end result is I feel that I've elevated myself, I've removed the impurities. It's a different sense of happiness, it's a different sense of feeling good. So I think it's just a big win all around if we begin this focus, and especially at this time, I think it's so uniquely appropriate.